We're all going to have cash flow issues, stress. At times, it's going to feel like there's not enough coming in. At other times, it's going to feel like, I don't know what I did, but this is amazing. My question to you is, what are you currently doing with the difficulty and pressure that continues to come your way? Use it as an opportunity to demonstrate your character, to demonstrate your leadership, and to choose.
Hey, Salon CEOs. Now, pressure doesn't build your leadership skills. It actually exposes it. And when a team member blindsides you, you know, when retail sales suddenly drop, or when growth stalls, or they flatline, or worse, they go backwards, and when you're already exhausted and something else lands on your plate, that's not bad luck. That is your leadership under pressure, and now you have to perform or not. And most owners don't fail because they lack skills or care. They fail because they misread the moment and their reaction to it. And so in this episode of the podcast, Joel is going to break down how to reframe unavoidable pressure. Like, it just comes with part of the package of being in a business plan. So you lead with a clear plan, not just from emotion. You know, I know you've been there, me too. He's coached hundreds of salon owners, million-dollar salon owners, through burnout, breakdowns, high-stake growth sessions. And so if you want your team to stay calm and perform under pressure, you know, when the heat is on, and a team that grows with you, it all starts on how you handle being under pressure when nobody is clapping you on. Let's get into it.
Hey, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Coach Joel, here. I wanted to talk to you about a topic today that I think is critically important for us as salon CEOs, but not just salon CEOs, for us as human beings. And that topic is, how do I reframe difficulty? How do I shift the challenge, the stress, the difficulty that continues to show up in my life? And in particular, I want to dive into how, you know, world-class salon CEOs, maybe just like you, how do they respond under pressure? Because let's face it, you've been on this journey for a few years, maybe a few decades, maybe many decades. And just as sure as the sun rises each day, it feels like as you progress, you're never subject to not having difficulty. It's around, it's about. Just as it gets good, it sometimes gets challenging. And so I want to talk about this topic because I think it's really, really easy to skim over. Like, you're an entrepreneur, you get on with stuff, you make it happen, and when there's challenge and difficulty, you just work through it. But I do believe that if we don't do it in the most useful way possible, in the same way that a grindstone can either polish a rock and make it beautiful, it can also grind it down until there's nothing left. And what I want for you is the former. I want the pressure that you experience in your business to be similar to the pressure that a conductor experiences standing in front of thousands, or a basketball player experiences at the NBA finals, or, a tennis player experiences before they go into potentially their first ever Grand Slam. It's all pressure. It's all difficult. And how we deal with that difficulty actually reveals so much. So let's start by landing this. Difficulty is unavoidable. You shouldn't feel prejudiced against if you are experiencing loads and loads of difficulty. It's not about you. It is unavoidable. Your reaction or response, that is optional. And so, you know, everyone, including myself, experiences pressure. But I do believe that not all of us choose our response. And so what this is really about is, it's about awareness and it's about choice. In 2017, I went to Toronto and I learned from one of my most respected mentors in the world, the ACR model. So ACR stands for Awareness, Choices, Results. And basically, quite simply, is if you want your results to get better in life, then the way to engineer that is you need to elevate your awareness, like get around people or things or information that's going to reveal your blind spots and make you aware so that you naturally make better choices so that you increase the quality of the results that you get. So I think that's important. And I also think it's important to understand that reframing difficulty is not like a mindset thing. It's a leadership skill. In the same way that, you know, quality communication is a leadership skill. It's not like a great idea. Like being a great leader is about communication. Like a lot of people could package that and go, oh, yeah, whatever. But actually, the best communicators are fantastic leaders. And so as we dive in, I want to land another idea that, you know, difficulty or adverse circumstances or shit times, crap times, are often unpredictable. You know, like, and what is not unpredictable is the leadership that shows up or not when those times occur. We're all going to have staff issues. Some of those staff issues are more consistent. Some of those are more repetitive. Some of those are more intense. We're all going to have cash flow issues, stress. At times, it's going to feel like there's not enough coming in. At other times, it's going to feel like, I don't know what I did, but this is amazing. Everyone's going to hit a plateau. Like, this is absolutely going to happen. Like, you're going to hit growth plateaus. It is part of the nature of business. You're going to experience fatigue. You're going to feel like you've got nothing else left to give. And all of those issues can be classified. Like, they're relatively unpredictable. Like, you don't know that tomorrow you're going to wake up and it's going to be like, oh my gosh, we are at a growth plateau. Like, this stuff just arrives. And so the difficulty doesn't build the character, that like the resilience. It actually reveals it. And so when you experience hardship or difficulty, like how you respond is revealing the quality of your character. And if in reflection, like me, you're like, oh, I could do that better, then there's a real opportunity here for us. Probably the other point that I want to make around difficulty is this, is that it's the monkey see, monkey do piece. And this has been one of the greatest lessons in my leadership.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly interrupt you and say, hey, a quick thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're loving this episode. But let me ask you, have you ever felt like you reached the top of the mountain only to realize there's another even bigger peak ahead? So if you have hit the $1 million revenue mark already, but suddenly the strategies that got you here aren't really working anymore, growth has slowed, you're making bigger decisions, managing a larger team, and the weight of it all, well, it's a lot. It's exactly why I created the Salon Mastery Boardroom, and it's an exclusive place designed especially for salon CEOs like you, where you've gained a high level of achievement already. In the boardroom, we discuss high-level strategies, leadership insights, business model shifts, and things that we need to reach the next big milestone. Sometimes you just need a new milestone. Inside of Boardroom, you'll also be surrounded by powerhouse women and men, a powerhouse of community and other $1 million plus salon owners sharing insights, challenges, breakthroughs, because scaling to multi-million dollars, well, you shouldn't have to do it alone. So if you're ready to take your salon and your leadership to the next level, let's talk. I'd love to invite you to a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll map out your next steps, explore how Boardroom can support your journey. All you need to do is click now. I've put it in the show notes of this episode. Let's talk about your business and see if we're the right people to help you with your next step. All right, well, that's enough for me. And let's get back to the episode.
Your response under difficulty, under pressure, is what becomes the culture. And I know that's hard to swallow for a lot of us, but it is. And so a lot of owners that we work with, they're really excited to distill their salon values. Like for the first time ever, it's like, oh my gosh. Or maybe it's the second time and it's like, it's actually through our process. It's very aligned because it's like, that's actually who we are. These five or three or seven values, that's who we are. And it's really exciting. And the owner's like, yes. And you know, the people are like, that's us. And it's something to belong to. And it's great. But here's the thing. Your team doesn't copy values. They align with them. Great. What they copy is your behavior, especially under pressure. Especially under pressure. And again, I know that's like, it's hard to stomach stuff like that, but this is the importance of leadership and how we respond when we're experiencing difficulty. So there's three things that I want to land for you today so that this becomes really, really useful. The first thing is that when you experience difficulty, you have a bias. You have a story. You have a response. You have an automatic way of dealing with difficulty. And I would say that for most of you listening to this, it's probably okay. It's fine. Like there's some inefficiencies, there's some frustration, but eventually you probably can look in the mirror and go, you tend to figure things out. And what I would say is that it doesn't have to stay that way, and that actually some of the highest performers in the world are still practicing and never stop being a practitioner of difficult situation, how do I respond better? Difficult situation, how do I reframe this? Difficult situation, what's another way of looking at it? Even in positive psychology, which is what I studied, just the difference when we're learning about that, it's like psychology looks at what is wrong with a person. Positive psychology looks at what is right with a person. And by its general approach, I know who I would rather work with if I was trying to improve something. And I know if I had to choose one of those professions, what profession I'd rather choose. And so the same is true for us, in that when you experience difficulty, no matter what the topic is or how close to the heart or bone it is for you, how you respond is being driven by underlying perspectives and beliefs and stories that you have about yourself and others. And I just want to like plant that seed today, that there is work that we can do, that you can do, that helps to unlock some of this so that you see challenge and difficulty as an opportunity to perform well. Like, you know, when I think about one of my favorite sports teams in the world, the All Blacks, they are something that I connect with. They are something that I love and enjoy watching. And sometimes they lose and sometimes they win, but they can't do any of what I just mentioned without the pressure and difficulty that is the game and sport of rugby. And so my question to you is, what are you currently doing with the difficulty and pressure that continues to come your way? And are you happy with that? And could you get better at that? So that's number one. You have a bias when it comes to pressure and when it comes to difficulty. The second thing is to understand that the problem is not the difficulty occurring. The problem or the difficulty, it just is. Like, you know, a car cuts you off, it just is. That's not bad until you wrap the meaning bad around it. It's not frustrating until you wrap that meaning around it. You created the rule in your head that when someone cuts you off and it's a surprise to you, you automatically make that mean that they could have hurt you. And that's not very nice. So you should beep your horn. That's a story that you've created. And you know as well as I do that there's people out there that in the same situation can and do respond differently. So the problem, the difficulty that is in front of you is nothing to get upset about. It just is. And our relationship to that problem is actually, that's actually the challenge. That's the difficulty. And I want to leave that there because, you know, that's something that you can reflect on and better understand in your own time. That just because you have frustration or stress or the feeling of disappointment or difficulty in your life, it doesn't mean that that thing associated with it is the problem. Just the way in which you're looking at it is perhaps the problem. The difficulty just is. And last but certainly not least is your response. Your response is a choice. Your perspective is a choice. How you see it, whether it's a problem or not, is a choice, but also how you choose to respond to it. And sometimes I think that something as simple as taking a breath, something as simple as creating space, like not responding, or if you do respond, choosing to do so with a tone that says to your nervous system, I am calm and in control. I think sometimes that is the best response so that you can actually have the influence on your team, on your family, on your partner, on whoever it is, including yourself, that actually we all to some extent react, but the leader in me, the best version of me, the salon CEO, says that my response is something that I get to choose. And right now I choose to speak like this, not at all, or I choose to take a breath before I react. Reframing difficulty is a leadership skill. It is a practice. And I think going forward, the next time you experience difficulty, a problem, instead of looking at it like it's something that's preventing you from moving forward, growing, and experiencing calm, use it as an opportunity to demonstrate your character, to demonstrate your leadership, and to choose the very best response that you are capable of.
Salon CEOs, now that you have the framework to respond differently under pressure, if you are feeling like, yeah, I'm so tired of reacting and you're done carrying the emotional load of every challenge that crops up in the business, and if you're ready to lead with calm confidence, feel a little bit in control, and you want more leadership, you love being part of learning and workshops, and want to engage in some powerful coaching, and then can have access to the right business tools to help build your $1 million salon without, you know, burning out, this is your invitation to come and join Salon Mastery. It might actually be the exact thing you've been looking for. So the invitation is to come and have a strategy call with me, and we're going to look at your business, what's working, what's not working, what are your goals and aspirations, and like what's the gap that's missing for you to get there. Let's talk about it. And we'll build out a bit of a game plan, strategy plan for the business. Now, we only work with 5 salon owners at a time. So please check that you're eligible by applying and then jump on a call with me. And in that time together, we'll map out that clear plan of what you need to reach the goals, build a $1 million business. Let's see if Salon Mastery is the right way to get you there. And my calendar is open only once a month. So jump and apply and grab a spot. If you need to jump on the wait list, that's totally fine. We'll let you know when we are open again. All right, so you can check out the link to apply and book a call I'm going to leave the link for you in the show notes of this episode. Or do you know what? It's everywhere. It's in the Instagram bio. It's in our profitable and successful, you know, community group. It's on the website. Like, you can't miss it. Jump on a call. Would love to see you. In the meantime, hey, it's been nice hanging out with Joel, and see you same time, same place on the podcast. Ciao for now.